The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about sharing. As parents, we talk about how important it is to share and play nice with others. But to be completely honest, there are times when a mama just does not want to share.
We think it's okay to stake your claim to a few things that you save just for yourself. Gwen, I know you're territorial about your Chick-fil-A tea. You don't want your kids grabbing your drink, right?
That's right. My thinking is that I have already shared my uterus with those kids for 9 long months, and I've shared just about everything else I own, so I just want them to keep their hands off my Chick-fil-A tea. If they're dying of thirst, I will give them a sip.
A sip.
A sip. But they've learned the hard way, do not pick up mom's drink without asking.
I don't want my kid to drink after me either. For one thing, kids go to school where they're exposed to lots of other people and their germs, and the quickest way to have a virus spread through the whole family is to drink after each other.
Good point. And sometimes when you share your stuff, your kids or your husband like it so much they start to hog it. For example, I started eating Special K cereal with strawberries because it was lower in sugar than our other cereal. But then my husband ran out of his cereal and tried mine, and now he eats mine all the time. Which means we're always out of cereal when I want some.
Maybe you need a box with your name on it, a secret cereal stash.
Yes, that's the answer. I'm going to do that. That's it for us today. But you can always find us online at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.